inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's the legendary Clark Sisters with Living, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Everybody stand up on your feet and make some noise for one of the most phenomenal female groups of our time. Jackie, Dorinda, Karen, Twinkie, the Clark Sisters.
Yeah. Hey, 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 it's your girl Allison Ray Lawson, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Proverbs 18 and 16 says, "A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men." I want to encourage you by letting you know that your gifts are making room. During this global pandemic, many of us have been using this time to grow and develop. We also have been discovering or rediscovering what we are really supposed to be doing on this planet. We have been learning new things and perfecting the gifts and talents we already know we have. Now is the time to unveil those gifts, because there are so many people who need what we have to offer. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide your footsteps on this exciting new journey. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. You just heard Aretha Franklin with Young, Gifted, and Black. The number here at the We Talk Radio Network is 563-999-3456. Tune in to each radio show on the We Talk Radio Network for the entire month of February for your chance to win $500. Listen for the keywords that you will be given by the radio host of each show. The keyword is only mentioned once per show. Collect all keywords for the week. Go to the website wetalkradio.com. Enter your contact information and the keywords in the contact section. The first listener to send all correct keywords will win $100 per week. The listener who has all keywords at the end of the month will win $500. The keyword for this week is about. Well, it's Black History Month, Love Month, and American Heart Month. This month, our show theme is Live, Laugh, Love, Celebrate. Here's Stevie Winans featuring Korean Soul with Laughter Like a Medicine, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Understand why when life gets hard, start to cry. Now you can dry all those tears that come through fear with his supply.
Yeah.
said.
Yo.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your spiritual wellness check. Hello, how are you? Are you happy? Are you sad? Can you rate your feelings on a scale of 1 to 10? I know we've had a very rough year, but God has kept us with His grace, His mercy, His peace, His joy, and I am so thankful for that. This month, our theme is Live, Laugh, Love, Celebrate. I pray that each of you can find something or someone to celebrate. Romans 12:12 tells us to rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Remember to immerse yourself in the Bible and find peace and joy in reading God's Word. This is your spiritual wellness check and your renewed heart segment. God bless you.
Here is a snippet from our first guest for tonight.
Hello. Yeah, this is Kendall. Who is this? Hey, baby, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed of the Lord, blessed of the Lord. Hi. Prayer. Lord. Ought to give me a 1-900 number. Dion got one and she don't know nothing about the Lord. Well, what you want prayer for, baby? I ain't no psychic. All I got is ESPN, I tell you. And it don't work. Yeah, the TV don't work. Huh? Say what? Really? Girl, no. What you do? Girl, you need some serious prayer. Yeah, you need some serious prayer. But girl, I'm going to pray for you. I'm gonna pray for you, because you need some serious prayer. You bow your big head. Bow your head. Lord, we come to you this evening, our Father, as humble as we know how. Thank you, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Bless my family. Go out to my car, Lord. Fill it up. Fill it up, Lord. Go out to my refrigerator, Lord. Fill it up, Lord. Ha, ha, ha. And when you finish blessing me, ha, ha, ha. Do something for her.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. All month long, we're going to be celebrating our theme, Live, Laugh, Love, Celebrate. And our first guest embodies that completely. Please welcome the incomparable, multi-award-winning comedian and actress, Trina Jeffrey, a.k.a. Sister Cantaloupe. Welcome to the Brand New Day family.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you, Emily.
Awesome. Awesome. So I know I told them a couple of things, just a couple of things that you do, but
okay.
You could just tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself, because there's a generation that's listening that probably don't know that much about you as much as we do.
Right. That's true. Well, first of all, I am a stand-up comedian, a gospel comedian, and they call me the queen of gospel comedy. I started back before anybody was born. I started doing comedy in 76, and I started full-time, like coming out to actually do comedy in 86, and then I started my professional comedy in 96. Is that crazy? I know, it's like boom, boom, boom. And I also act. I have an agency out in California called Daniel Hoff Agency, so I do a lot of commercials. I've been in a couple of movies. I've been in plays with a lot of stars like Liz Dion from The Five Heartbeat, Monica Calhoun. I've been in plays with Gerald Levert. I've opened for the best of best, which is like Aretha Franklin. I've opened for Brandy. I've opened for, isn't she lovely? What is his name? Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
I always forget him, but I can do him. I don't know. I've opened up for Kevin Hart, Steve Harvey. I've been on with the best of best in the who's of who's. And God is blessed where right before Obama left office, I got the Lifetime Achievement Award from Barack Obama. So,
oh, wow.
Barack Obama. So that's good.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Along with the other ones that people have blessed me with. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right. So I'm Deanne Lax, co-host. I'm going
to
ask the next question.
Yes.
Hey. What inspired the creation of Sister Cantaloupe?
Okay, well, y'all got enough time on this camera.
right.
I started out, like I said, in 76. I was young, and I enjoyed the arts. And mm-hmm. so I started out doing skits, just normal skits as... And I would do all the characters. I would be the guy, the girl, the little kid, the little boy, the little girl. I would be everybody. So I was like a one-woman show. I was the Clumps before the Clumps was even popular. And so my pastor, he saw me. He nurtured me as I grew up in the church. And so one day he said, hey, I want you to do a show for me. I want you to do a skit for me. But I want you to do something you've never done before. Because I was doing God's trombone, like... I forget his name, the name of the author. I was doing all of the poems from that, and I would
James
act them
Baldwin.
Out. Yes, and James Weldon Johnson. And so I was doing all the, I was doing all the creation. I was doing everything. And so he said, I want you to do something that you've never done before. It was a Founders Day program. So I was like, I was going around trying to gather information, trying to figure out what I was going to do. And so I'm a fan of Carol Burnett. I know you're too young to know about her, but Carol Burnett show was a bomb back in the day. All the faces she make and you know, things she would do. And I think his name was Benny Hill. Yeah, Benny Hill, not Benny Hinn. Not the lay on hands, but the comedian Benny Hinn. And when he used to pat that old man on the head and make those faces. Mm-hmm. So I kind of gathered those two people together in my head, and then Esther from Sanford and Son. So I put all those characters together in my head, and I made up a character. And so I didn't have a name for her. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what can I name her? So I wrote down like a list of names that I was going to call her inside my skit. So I wrote down everything like Sister Talk Too Much, Sister Television, Sister mm-hmm. Talk A Lot. So because she was just always talking. And by the time they introduced me, it was a banquet, and it was a buffet of food. And by the time they introduced me, everybody had eaten. But they'd eaten everything on the buffet except for the cantaloupe. And so I came in the room, and I started making them laugh. I was doing the character, hey, babies, how you doing? God bless your heart, your toes, and all that grows in between. And so I was going, and in my skit, I was going to visit the sick, and I would make them feel worse than they did. I was like, hey, baby, what you got? Really? You know what? I had an uncle that had that. Died, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. No. He got hit by a bus, but he had it when he died. So I would do all of that right there. And so in my skits, I would raise my, I would pretend other people were there. So this particular skit, I became the only person, but I pretend everybody was there, and I made you see everybody. And so in my skit, they were going to put me out the hospital. And I said, my name? What's my name? And in my head, I was going down my list, but I forgot the list. And I looked at the table and I said, Cantaloupe, Sister Cantaloupe from the church. And everybody just started laughing because nobody had eaten. They ate the watermelon, the strawberries, the pineapples, but nobody was eating the cantaloupe, and they had eaten all the food. So everybody was laughing. So after the show, it was a well-known DJ in Dallas, Texas. His name was, it was a well-known DJ in Dallas, Texas. And he said, I love what you were doing. He said, I want you to come to my musical. Back in the day, musicals was the joint. If you were going to make it anywhere, you were going to make it at a musical. So he said, come to my musical. And he was a radio announcer. So he put my name on the radio and everything. I was like, ah, Harry, my name, thought I was going mad. Like, ah, you know, like it was the first song. And so he said, okay, you're next. Go get dressed. And I said, okay. He said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting ready to introduce our very first, I'm going to call her Christian comedian. And I was like, oh, man, I thought I was next. So I sat down. I thought she was finna call somebody else. And he said, Trina Jeffrey. I said, huh? Comedian. So I got up and I did the skit that I had did at the banquet. people loved it, and we didn't have cards back then, so I just started ripping out pieces of paper, putting my name on it and my telephone number, and people started calling me from different churches to come and perform the same skit. So I did the same skit over and over for about a year and a half, just going to different churches and doing that. And it became a phenomenon here in Dallas.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Jersey, New Jersey, because I had won all these awards from New York to California and New Jersey, all this. And so I moved to New Jersey to be close to New York. And when I got there, I started seeing the show, Bobby Jones Show. Y'all remember the Bobby Jones Show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I told my aunt, I said, he gonna let me come on this show. She said, girl, stop dreaming. She said, you live in a dream world. She said, this right here at this table, this is real. You need to get a real job. I was young. You need to get a real job and get you some real money. That right there, that comedy is not going to take you anywhere. And I was like, you don't know me. You ain't see me grow up. You know, I was talking about then. And so I called the show. He had a number at the bar. I called the show. Hey, my name is Trina Jeffrey. I do Christian comedy, blah, 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 blah. And she wouldn't let me use her recorder. She said, don't check my recorder. Don't do nothing. My mind said, he called you. He called you. So I went over there and I kept going, and I hit it. He said, hello, my name is Dr. Bobby Jones. I would love for you to come on my show. And I was like, oh my God. So I went on the show. He showed me how to do, because I was only doing skits. And he said, my show is only 30 minutes. You're doing an hour skit. He said, I'm going to need you to cut it down. I need you to go home, figure out how to internalize your comedy, find some comedians that you can draw from, and then come back. Because they had to pull the curtain. They had to call me off the show. I didn't know nothing. Blue, but it's green to you all, but it was blue. And I was like, oh my God. So I went home. I got Bill Cosby. I got Whoopi Goldberg's video. And I got Sinbad's video. And I watched them over and over, how they took their comedy and did it out. And I went back the next year, killed it. And he brought me on the show from then on. And he started sending my name out, and that's how I became Sister Cantaloupe. Hope it wasn't too long.
No, that's actually a very interesting story. How old were you at that time?
I was like 20, I'm going to say 26 or 7.
Okay. Yep, that's young faith.
I was young. I told you, it was before y'all was born. started, and then when I turned 30 up there in Jersey, I came back to Dallas. And people had already started hearing about me, and they just started inviting me to churches. And it just kind of like, then people from different parts of the world started calling me. And how I got to become known as Sister Cantaloupe, I think Emily remembers him. His name was Al Hobbs.
Mm-hmm.
He had a record. Yeah, he had a record label. And he, I would go and to the artist retreat. You remember the artist retreat?
Talk
I would go
workshop
there.
Workshop of America.
Yeah. Yes. So I went there and I kept saying, "Hey, I want to do record. I want to record my comedy." And he'd go, "I don't know how to do that." And he just kept walking. But I would follow him. I was determined. And so I would send him letters. I would put my stuff in a overnight thing because I worked temp. So I would just send stuff out to everybody all the time. Just sending stuff out. And finally, he called me. He said, "Hey, I want you to come to this Workshop of America. I want you to give our meeting a break. I want you to come in during the meeting and give us a break." So I said, "Okay." So I sit out there in the hallway for hours. It started at 9. They went to lunch at 12. I was still sitting there at 3 o'clock in that suit. I never left. I sat in that hallway forever. So Katrina Bryant Dawson, which was a radio station here in Dallas, she went in there and she told Al, "You have been having this girl sit out there in this hallway for all this time." She said, "If you don't want to use her, let her know now." So she went in there, and a lady named Miss T, and they told him off because they was mad. I didn't say nothing. I just sat there. So finally he came out in the hallway and did like this. When I went in there, because I had been sitting so long and my anxiousness was so high, I was rapid fire. I was telling jokes just back to back. I wasn't letting them breathe. They were falling on the floor. They were laughing so hard. And from that day, he followed me. he said, I want to record you. And I was like, well, I'm not ready yet. So, I prepared my stuff, and he did my first recording, which was Go Can't Love, Go Can't Love, Go. And when that came out, I was out on tour with Kirk Franklin, Yolanda Adams, and Fred Hammond. Because I knew Kirk before he became Kirk Franklin. Mm-hmm. And he said, I want to take you out on a show with me doing comedy. So I went out with him. Well, my recording had been released, and I didn't even know it. Because, you know, you don't hear nothing out there on the tour. Mm-hmm. And my manager said, you're doing real great in your sales. And I was like, I haven't even seen the DVD. He said, you haven't seen the DVD? So he took me to the stores in Philadelphia. Took me to the stores. My videos was everywhere. And I was like, oh, and people were running up to me like, hey, you're the comedian. And I was signing autographs mm-hmm. my first time. I'm telling you, I was didn't know nothing. I was blue, green, purple, whatever. And I was sitting there signing autographs. I was like, what are they want? Oh, my God. And it was like a Michael Jackson moment. You know, when he get out the car and everybody go wild. That's kind of what happened. And
wow.
From then on, God just blessed. And I've done about 10 projects since then. And been around the world 3 times and been doing comedy.
That's awesome. So my question is a really powerful one. Proverbs 17:22 tells us, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth the bones. Why do you think laughter is so powerful and transformative?
Well, because first of all, it releases the endorphins, you know, in your brain and in your body. But laughter, it takes a lot of energy and a lot of body movement and more muscles to laugh, which causes you to move. Like when you go work out and you finish working out, even though you're tired, you feel energy, you feel refreshed, you feel like I've accomplished something. It's the same way when you laugh. When you laugh, you forget about the day's world. You forget about your business. You forget about your children. You forget about things that's going on in your world. And it takes you away from what's going on in the back of your mind. Because we always have that little thing that's running in the back of our mind, like just running. But when I tell you a joke, it does this. And it stops and it focuses. And it says, oh, I'm trying to find the funny. Trying to find the funny. Once you don't know where the funny is and it blindsides you, it's like, ah!
Right.
And that's what makes you, that's the medicine that's released. When it says it does a heart good as medicine, when you look at your bowels and everything that's connected to the heart,
mm-hmm.
the blood flow, it takes a lot of blood flow to pull it up, to make the heart flow. And laughter does that, but when you're sad and crying, nothing moves but tears.
Mm.
That's why your bones are dry, because the blood is not flowing.
Mm.
But once the blood flows, the laughter makes the blood flow, which pumps the heart, which sends messages to your brain. We're excited. Which sends messages to your eyes and ears. Oh, my God, this is an amazing thing. Which sends a message to your hands, to your feet. Everywhere your body has a signal, your heart sends a message that says, this is good for us. And your body receives it. But when you cry, you sit still, you sit solemn, nothing moves, and nothing happens, and your bones dry up. I used to be a nurse, too.
Mm, okay.
Wow.
So that's the reason. Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful.
I hope I answered the question.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Okay, great.
The end.
Okay. So, so our show... The theme this month is Live, Laugh, Love, Celebrate.
Right.
So with this in mind, in Sister Cantaloupe fashion, what encouragement would you like to give our listening audience during these unprecedented times? And what ways do you plan to live, laugh, love, and celebrate?
You know, Diane, is it?
Deanne.
Mm-hmm. When the pandemic first hit, it hit me hard because I had about maybe 15 to 25 shows up for 2020. I also direct and start in a play called Spare the Rod, Spoil the Child. And so we had 5 of those shows set up. And then I had all the Cantaloupe shows set up. and I manage my own self now. I used to have managers and agents and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. but I do it myself now. And so I had about, I'm going to say 15. I don't want to overshoot it. I had about 15 shows set up because I know I had 5 plays and 10 shows. Mm-hmm. And 2020 was going to be a great year for me. It, mm-hmm. I had just did my 2 national commercials, which was Orkin and Denton. So they were airing. And then I had a couple of insurance commercials airing. And then I had all these shows set up. And then I had Gallup shows set up. And then I was going to be the host at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. He had made me the house host. So I had so many things just lined up. I had television shows lined up. It was just a lot of things that was going to be just popping. And then March the 27th, I came home, and 2 days after that is when everything's just shut down. I just went and got a new car, brand new car, because I'm on a roll. I know I can pay for this car because, you know, I'm on this roll now. I got all these shows set up. I got all these things going on. It was popping. Mm-hmm. And I was leasing my car, so I just turned in one lease, and I got another one 2 days later. If I'd have waited 2 days, 2 days later, everything said,
yeah.
Mandatory. Everybody be in the house. Put your mask on. And so when you say laugh, live, love, and all that, none of that was in my mind.
Right.
I got so depressed because I just shut down.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, I was devastated.
Yeah.
And I had just came back to Dallas because I was living in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I just landed, came back to Dallas because auditioning is from April until March.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry, September to March. And so I had just finished all my auditioning, blah, blah, blah. And when I landed and sat down and was getting my stuff together and they told me everything shut down, my body shut down, my mind shut down, my heart shut down, everything shut down.
Yeah.
And there was no love, there was no life, there was no living.
Mm.
And God had to remind me, I am your source. I am who you... all good things come from above. All your blessings fall from above.
Yeah.
They do not... the people that were in the olden, in the Bible days, when the plagues came, which is the locusts and everything, it hit them, but it did not touch
God's
people.
Yeah.
Put it over the doorpost. Go over you. And I had to remember that. But it took me a minute. It wasn't like, I'm good. No, I was like, oh my God, Jesus, why did you forsake me? And I promise you, from that day to this day, God has been providing for me. I have not missed a car note.
Amen.
I haven't missed a house note.
Amen.
I haven't missed anything. And I don't even know if I go back to tell you how it happened. I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, the grace of God
started coming
the
in.
Grace
from
of God.
The residuals start coming in from the commercials, so that was sustaining me. Now Emily knows I'm a saver. I will put money up. I will have money in my socks, my shoes, under my bed. I'm a saver. I splurge a little bit on clothes or whatever, but other than that, I tuck money away. So the money that I have put away also sustaining me.
Yeah,
and God just kept. Just adding to it, I would get checks from here and checks from there, and people were sending me money. Sister Caleb, let me just bless you right now. Sister Caleb, I know you're not working. I'm going to cash out you some money. People were doing that. And I was blown away. So that's Lil.
Yeah.
Love was, I had to find my love for God again because I thought in an instant, only a couple of days or a couple of months, that I thought God didn't love me anymore. How am I going to myself? I'm not married. I had a friend, but he's not that kind of friend. He's going to take care of me, friend.
Right.
So I was like, God, let me find my love for you again. Not that I didn't love him, but you know how it is. You just in that moment. And God just started pouring his love back into my life. And so that was life. That was love. And now I'm able to live.
Yeah.
And now I'm inside the pandemic.
Yeah.
I had the cold. I got the cold. They said it wasn't COVID, but I lost my taste. I lost my smell. I was sick. I had the hives. I did everything they said, but they said I didn't have COVID.
Wow.
They said I had severe flu and asthma. Mm-hmm. And my breathing still hasn't always come all the way come back. Some smells still haven't come back. And my taste buds has changed. Everything is sweet, it's too sweet. And everything is salty, it's too salty. But I'm living.
Amen.
So yeah, I've done everything you have on your list. I went through this pandemic. I went through every emotion that you could have. Y'all forgot to say crazy. Because I went crazy. I was like, oh my God. But you know what David did? He said every day he encouraged himself. So I had to pat myself on the back and say, girl, you're going to be all right. This is going to work for you. Didn't know how to do virtual, as you can see. Shut up, Emily.
You're doing a great job.
You're doing an awesome job.
Right. Yeah.
I know. I'm learning how to be virtual. I'm learning new avenues, and my mind shut down. It's a difference when your mind shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Because your mind motivates you to do stuff. And it encourages you to get up in the morning, and it starts your day. And when you wake up, your mind starts running. And so now when I wake up, I say, good morning, Father. That was my ritual.
Yeah.
I said, good morning, Father. So what are we doing today?
Yeah.
I have nowhere to go. I have nowhere to be. I can't go nowhere but to the grocery store or to the clothing store.
Right.
What are we doing today? And he said, get up. Wash your face. Dry your eyes. Brush your teeth. And then once you start doing that, everything else starts coming to you. Emily came to me and said, hey, I want to interview you. So I've done maybe, I'm going to say 7 or 8 virtuals.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done comedy over my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Something different I've never done with no audience.
Yeah.
Never done that before. So love, live, life, all that stuff, I've done it all.
And through
the pandemic, and I'm still doing it. And God is still yet blessing.
Amen to that.
Amen. And that is so awesome. Trina, I love you to life.
You know I love you more.
And so
you're my class.
So where can our listeners follow you online and social media?
Great job. Also, if you're out there and you know how to do social media, call Emily. Get Emily to call me so we can get together. You can show me.
Got you.
But right now, of course, Facebook, that's Trina Jeffrey. That's JELFFRIE. That's one of me, no Jeffries. Trina Jeffrey, JELFFRIE. Mm-hmm. And then on, if you want to like my page, it's Trina Jeffrey / Sister Cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
And Cantaloupe is spelled CANTALOUPE. And Sister spells Sister all the way out. And then on Instagram, I found out that it's Trina Jeffrey put together. I think that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Trina Jeffrey all smashed together. And but also you can follow me, you know, to the bank and loan me money.
That's right.
Hey, for real.
You okay? Cash App? No, I'm just playing.
Cash App.
Awesome.
My Cash App is in the camera.
Awesome.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Thank you for making us laugh. We know if Lord knows it's needed.
Yes,
exactly.
Ma'am.
Most of them. These days, comedy, and I have a show tonight. Again, I told you I'm still the house comedian, so he's decided to start doing comedy. So we social distances and wearing our mask and everything. Only when I do comedy, I pull the mask down and we use different mics. And they spray all the mics and stuff, so we're staying safe. And so I have shows tonight, and he does 2 a month, which is another source of income. And then I'm also working with Fred Hammond. We're doing virtual plays. So he's filming them. Yeah, he's filming them. And I'm on screen, and I'm also working behind the scenes. So I'm helping with the camera work and the mics and, doing different things behind the scenes. And he calls me the acting coach because I also teach acting. He calls me the acting coach because I get everybody ready for camera.
So
it's called Surviving Williams. And it'll be, the next episode will be shown at the end of this month, end of February. He's trying to do it in the Black History Month. And it's, you will go on hashtag Real Fred H. Hashtag Real Fred H. And you can see all the episodes and stuff.
Okay.
So hashtag Real Fred H.
Well, look, we got you on that social media. Can you get us with Fred? we're trying to get that interview set up. And that would be a good opportunity.
You know what? I did the Michael Collier show. And I told Fred, hey, Fred, this is a show that wants to talk to you about your show. So I'll do the same for you all.
Appreciate it.
I definitely would do that.
Thank you so much. We love you, and you're welcome here anytime on Brand New Day.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Again, we thank Trina Jeffrey, a.k.a. Sister Cantaloupe, for joining us today. You can hear this interview and see all of the shenanigans in its entirety on Brand New Day Emily's YouTube channel. Here's Fred Hammond with I Feel Good.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Hey,
I feel good, I know it.
Come on. On the inside, will show up on the outside. Come on.
You know I'm gonna thank you, man.
The happiness in my life, today it won't be denied. Down in blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up.
It is time for the Live Smart segment on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Each February, the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute and the Heart Truth celebrate American Heart Month by motivating Americans to adopt healthy lifestyles to prevent heart disease. Focusing on your heart health has never been more important. People with poor cardiovascular health are at increased risk of severe illness from COVID-19. President Biden's proclamation on Heart Month 2021 addresses heart disease as a leading cause of death in the U.S. and the ongoing fight to protect #OurHearts. Research shows that we're more successful at meeting personal health goals when we join forces with others. When we take care of our #OurHearts as part of our self-care, we set an example for those around us to do the same. Inspire and motivate yourself, those you love, to make heart health a regular part of your self-care routine. That's our Live Smart segment.
Join us as we run or walk for our hearts, for our lives. Heart disease continues to plague the Black community at alarming rates. And our best line of defense is us. On February 26th through 28th, let's get active together for those who will lose their battle with heart disease and those who are still fighting.
That's right, Deanne. Please register for this exciting event by logging on to blackheartassociation.org. We're asking that participants record themselves walking, running the distance of their choice and ability, post to any social media platform. Please log on to Instagram, Black Heart Association, and you can find all of the hashtags that you need to incorporate to your social media post. Again, that's www.blackheartassociation for registration, and run for us. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. And we are just having a marvelous time on today as we live, laugh, love, and celebrate. We have another amazing guest right here on Brand New Day on this evening. She is an awesome woman, an incredible speaker, a survivor. Please welcome back to the Brand New Day family, Denise Castile.
Hi. It's great to be back.
Yes, yes. Great to see you, Sora. And happy birthday on you on this February 7th. What an amazing day to celebrate on your birthday.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. So we'll just dive right in. We know that you are already a member of the Brand New Day family, but just kind of if there's been some updates about the things that you do, please share with our listening audience, those people who didn't get a chance to listen to the last time you were here. Let us know what you're doing.
Awesome. Thank you. And again, thank you for having me back. Well, I have been busy. It's hard to believe that it's been, I think, about 2 years since we sat down and talked.
Yes.
In those 2 years, I have been busy. I've been writing. I wrote a book. Mm-hmm. And if anybody who heard the last time we sat down and talked, I talked a little bit about my story, and that's what the book is about.
Wow. All right. And so the book, I Don't Want to Die Like This, A Survivor's Guide to Thriving After a Heart Attack. What inspired you to write at this time?
One of the things that I always hear stories. People tell me about their heart journey. When they know that I've been on a heart journey, they tell me about theirs. And I always hear that I was misdiagnosed or I was undiagnosed, and you know, I came within, you know, moments of losing my life because someone didn't prescribe something, someone didn't run another test. And I thought, how is that possible that 5 years later, 5 years after I went through the same thing where doctors didn't diagnose me and just dismissed me, how is that still happening? And that was my motivation for writing, because heart disease is still the leading cause of death, because every 80 seconds someone dies from heart disease, because one in 66 women, if they are treated for, if they are in the emergency room because of a heart attack, if they are treated by a male cardiologist, they will likely die. And it doesn't mean that our male cardiologists aren't as good as our female cardiologists, but it does mean that we need to do more about educating our professionals as well as women about our heart health, because ours looks so different than oftentimes than what it does for a man. So that was my motivation for writing.
Wow. What is one of those key ways that it looks different from men?
Men typically have very, very traditional, what we see perhaps maybe even in movies and TV. They have just the powerful chest pain. They may have arm pain, but for women, it shows up differently for us in that we may be nauseous. We might have jaw pain. We might have back pain. With some pain, with the, you know, the arm pain, but just again, very different than what a man might experience.
Wow.
So many of us know, you just said that February is American Heart Month. As a heart attack survivor, what advice would you give our listening audience as it relates to taking care of our hearts?
I would absolutely advise to know your numbers. And when I say know your numbers, you know, get a benchmark for what your blood pressure is, what it should be, your cholesterol numbers, your good cholesterol, which is the HDL, your bad cholesterol, the LDL, and then your triglycerides. Know what those numbers are and get that information from your, when you go at the top of the year. This is such a great time when you go at the top of the year for your perhaps well woman or well person exam. Find out what those numbers are and talk about them. You know, if my blood pressure is slightly up, is that a good number? But have conversations with your physician about what they're telling you.
All right. So our show theme for the month of February is live, laugh, love, celebrate. With this in mind, what words of encouragement would you like to offer to the Brand New Day listeners?
Live, laugh, love. I think I got it out of order. But my words of encouragement would be, if you're on a heart journey, it's not a death sentence. You can certainly live life to its fullest and enjoy life and love and laugh. And if you are not on a heart journey, if your heart is in great shape, this is a great time for you to continue that so that you can have for many years from now to be able to live, love, and laugh.
Yes, and I would imagine your celebrate would be your birthday, another
Absolutely.
Reason to live.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So do you have any upcoming events? I know that those events are most likely going to be virtual. We can look forward to from your nonprofit organization, Fresh Start for Your Heart, this year, or related to your book?
Absolutely. We are hosting a virtual book launch on the 23rd of this month. I'll be sure to leave that with you, Emily, so that you can share that.
Mm-hmm.
It will be, like I said, it'll be virtual. It's on
February 23rd, 12 Central Standard Time. We're going to have a great time. We plan to have, we're going to have a chef, so she's going to demonstrate a quick heart-healthy cooking. Mm-hmm. We'll read a little bit from the book. We've got some special guests. Believe it or not, I'm not the special guest. We've got some special guests that are going to be there, really, really special to me. And we're going to have some giveaways and a little bit of heart trivia. So super excited about it.
Awesome. Yay. Yay. So we want to make sure your book is a bestseller. Where can the Brand New Day family purchase your book?
We certainly are in pre-launches at this point, and I'll provide the link for the Brand New Day family. Mm-hmm. And on that day, the virtual launch, I would love to have people really support it because it'll be on Amazon at that time. Mm-hmm. And as a lot of people, I'm sure, know, that's how you get to move up on the bestseller list. Yes. When people purchase that online version, it says to Amazon, yay, people want to read the book. Yay. So that day, absolutely, I would love for people to show up, and I'll have the link available on that day for people to order the book then.
And you said that's February 23rd, is that correct?
It is. February 23rd.
All right.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, tell our listening audience how they can follow you online and social media.
Absolutely. They can follow me online at Fresh Start Heart on both Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Denise, we thank you so much for joining us on today. We love you. And again, happy birthday. Have an amazing, amazing day.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Deanne Lax with your Fearless Family segment. Let's make it a play date. I just want to encourage you over the next few days to find some time to just have fun with your children. Turn on a good Kirk Franklin song, dance around, or a great Fred Hammond song, and just get your praise on. Play a game. Play some Bible games. Let's make it spiritual. Let's put down the homework for a few seconds or minutes and just enjoy yourself and laugh. Have a dance party. Play some cooking games. I don't know. Make up anything, but just enjoy yourself. Zechariah 8:5 says, "And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets." Hey, God likes us to have a good time. If you read the rest of Zechariah, you can see how and why. So enjoy yourself. Allow the kids to have a great time. Get those laugh muscles to working and just celebrate. Okay, guys, we love you, and we just want you all to have a great week in the Lord. And we pray that you can find some time to just laugh and put aside the mundane work. I know we've had a lot going on. Our kids have a lot in school, a lot of work, it seems. Every day we're up extremely late. So I'm even speaking to myself. We're going to have fun this week, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Lord help us, let it be more. But again, read Zechariah 8, and you'll find some good stuff there. All right. Talk to you later, Fearless Family. We love you.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week. Thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we've reached the end of the show, Deanne. This week was awesome, wasn't it? It was so awesome. So
yes,
awesome.
Ma'am. Yes, it was. It was very awesome. Yes. And both ladies gave us so much to take home, and especially for this week to digest. and think about laughing and just having a great time and just being considerate of our heart health as well.
Absolutely, and I know I'm going to laugh all week because God knows that laughter, we needed that for sure. I cannot even stress that enough.
Definitely. And it's my son's birthday this week. He'll be the big 11, so I'm definitely going to be celebrating. So we'll let y'all know about that next weekend, how that goes.
Absolutely, absolutely. But remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com. Also, the network, follow us on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us with your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you plan to live, laugh, love, and celebrate in 2021. So let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Your Gifts Are Making Room. Our Renewed Heart segment was This Is a Spiritual Wellness Check. Our Live Smart segment was Protect Your Heart. Our Fearless Family segment was Let's Make It a Play Date. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for perfecting everything that concerns us. Thank you, God, for giving us life and life more abundantly. That's the reason you came. And when we feel that the enemy is coming to kill, steal, and destroy, let us put on the whole armor of God that we can withstand the wiles of the devil and we can fight off and guard off everything that he tries to throw against us. And God, we ask you, Lord God, as we go throughout our week, that you would give us the strength, the energy, and the ingenuity to get through and do all of the things that you have asked us to do and purposed us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We would like to leave you with a motivational quote from a legendary actress who we recently had to say goodbye to. She departed this earth. Her name is, and she's our queen, Cicely Tyson. Challenges make you discover things about yourself that you never really knew. They're what make the instrument stretch, what make you go beyond the norm. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's the late, incomparable Whitney Houston and Jordan Sparks with Celebrate.
Well, everybody's been so uptight and forgetting to live a life. Let all the problems get them down till it makes you want to shout. Finally, things are looking up. Yeah. The sun is tasting.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.